Here we go. We are live on Facebook. Hello, friends. It's Friday, and you know what that means. It's time for Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. 15 minutes of financial tips to make you smarter for the weekend. I am Hope Katz-Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV. I'm proud to be producer of this amazing show with today's guest, Felicia Gopal. She is the founder of Financial Control Mastery and the author of an amazing book called Preparing for the 5Ds, Divorce, Disability, Downsizing, Disasters, and Death. Sounds depressing, but important that we are prepared. So I can't wait to hear all about it. Take it away, Miss Rita.
Well, thank you so much, Hope. And I am so excited to introduce our best-selling Amazon author and fellow certified financial planner, CFP board ambassador, Felicia Gopal. Felicia, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I am so delighted to be here with you today.
So of course, we want you to tell us all about financial control mastery. But before we get to that, can you share with our viewers and listeners your story as a CFP pro?
Oh, it's a long story, and I'll do the short version. So the CFP Pro really just came out of volunteering and participating with the board. What happened was I ended up getting matched up with somebody at the board who really liked me, and he gave me lots and lots of opportunities to volunteer with the board. So I would drive down from New Jersey to Washington, D.C. and do volunteer things, or as I was traveling around, he gave me opportunities to do that. So I have been CFP since 2000, and I have been absolutely delighted to be an ambassador and somebody who serves the community that I work in.
Thank you so much. In 21 years, what a milestone. Thank you for being an ambassador for our profession. So tell us now about Financial Control Mastery.
Financial Control Mastery is really something that kind of grew out of a change in my life. And so what happened was my father was suffering from dementia. And I took some time off to just kind of work with, just serve him. I thought that was really what I wanted to do. And I felt privileged that I was in a position to do that. And so Financial Control Mastery kind of was my reintroduction back into the financial planning field. And it was really my opportunity to figure out what is it that I want to do and who do I want to serve. And so what I decided I wanted to do is I wanted to serve women, and I wanted to work primarily with women. And I thought that the thing that they really wanted to do is get mastery over their finances. And so that's how Financial Control Mastery started.
Well, awesome. Thank you for that. And then now, this is a teaser, everyone. We want you to read Felicia's book. Tell us about the 5Ds. I mean, we could speak each week about each one of these Ds and never run out of material, but we want people to check out the book. But tell us about the 5Ds and how this came about.
So that really came out of a conversation that I was having with a friend of mine. So I was working with a friend of mine, Shola, and we were talking about what sorts of things affect women. And I said, well, you know, things like divorce. And I said that, you know, how I became a financial planner in the first place is my mother had been through a divorce. So she went through from a time where my father was taking care of everything to a time when she had to really kind of take that on herself. And I said, that was the first divorce. And of course, then there's the downsizing. We all have seen and known somebody in our life who's gone through a downsizing and how that affects the family's finances. I also talked about the death of a partner. So when you are completely dependent upon your partner and they pass away prematurely, then that can really affect your finances. If you go through breast cancer as a disease that you might suffer from as a woman, and that could really mess up your finances. And then the final thing is just some sort of disability, something that is chronic, disabling to you. That's another thing that could really mess up your finances. And if you're not prepared, and of course, it's hard to be prepared because we don't want to think about these bad things happening in our lives, but there's a preparation that you can do so that you are more proactive rather than reactive. And that's what I talk to the ladies that I work with every single day.
Now, I love that. And what are some of the I mean, I know in working with women as a CFP person, sometimes people just don't want to deal with it because they don't want to face these challenges head on. And there might be another D, which is denial. So how do you get people who they're not ignorant, but they're like, you know what? I just don't want to deal with this right now.
Well, what I tell them is nobody wants to deal with it until it happens to them. And then you have to deal with it. So I said, I would prefer that you be proactive rather than reactive. And there are just things that we could do. I mean, if you're somebody who has let her husband or her partner take care of things, just know what's going on with your finances is one of the things that you can do. It doesn't really take a whole lot to start to be involved in those conversations, but it means that you're not having to learn at the last minute because you're going through something. And so when I talk to women about preparation, I'm not necessarily saying do something, but at least be aware of what's happening in your finances. And I tell the story of somebody that I know when I wrote the book, she sent me something and she was just like, God, if something happens to my husband, I would just be out of luck because he handles everything. I don't know where the money is. I don't know how much we have. I don't know how much we have in retirement. I don't know. She didn't know anything. And I just think to myself, that's something you could do something about. I was just like, if nothing else, and I, you know, this is just between us women. If you're just snooping around the house, opening the statements, just making some copies, understand what's going on with your finances, especially since it affects you. And I mean, if you think about things like the fact that women live longer than men, then you just know that it's really important. The other thing that really just affected me and really just drives me. There's a statistic that says that 90% of women are going to be in sole control of their finances at some point in their life. And I just think if 90% of us are going to be going through that, wouldn't it be better to be prepared now rather than just being flung out into the world and just having to deal with it kind of on the fly? It's just the way I think.
And I love that. No, you're 100% correct. I couldn't agree with you more. If it's all about like the probability, and let's not deal with emotional stress and financial stress at the same time.
Yeah, that's just because when we are going through emotional stress at the same time we're going through financial stress, we are just piling on the stress. And it just means that we often are making bad decisions. We're making quick decisions. We're making decisions that may not be in our best interest. And sometimes what we really just need is to pause. And if you have the finances in order, or you have somebody who was on your team who can help you navigate this, because some of the first things that we often tell women who are going through something like that is, okay, we're going to just pause. We're not going to move any money. We're not doing anything like that. We're just going to pause. We're going to be with where we are. And then we start to make some moves. You know, talking about a divorce, there was a woman that I was talking to who's actually a financial advisor, and she was talking about her husband. Well, anyways, he did some nice things to her, and she found herself in over a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of debt. And so one of the things that she said about herself is she was in denial, exactly what you said, Marguerite, about the fact that they were going through that. And she didn't make any changes. So she kept her kids in private school. She, you know, tried to maintain this house that used to have two incomes. She tried to do all those sorts of things. And so she was just in denial. And it was only when she got really, you know, when her back was to the wall that she finally dealt with all of the things, all the decisions that she needed to make in order to make it through. And sometimes that's part of what needs to happen is get, you know, stop being in denial and deal with what is true and so about your finances right now.
I love it. The denial situation. That's what I was like, I think we can add another D, denial, right?
You added it. I'm gonna take it.
Right, no, take it. We're on the D theme. Denial. And then, so as we start to think, a lot of times, and we've seen this too in the press, articles written towards women, they talk about budgeting, how to save like money at the grocery store, hobby presents or cash flow, but they don't really talk a lot about like investing, right? So how do you, as part of financial control mastery, help women feel more comfortable, not just with managing the cash flow, but making investment decisions?
I think there's two pieces to the investment piece. And Marguerite, you probably would agree. There is the mindset piece. So, you know, again, with investments, this can be an area that women really are in denial about. They don't want to learn anything about it. They feel like they know what they know about it, or don't want to know what they don't want to know about investments. So there's the mindset piece. And then there's the actual learning about investing. I talk to the women that I work with a lot about their mindset and their biases and how it affects their finances. Also talk to them a lot about, you know, asking them questions about whether or not they're speculating. Are they chasing market rate returns? We've definitely seen it right now. Everybody wants to be in large cap holdings. And if I do a portfolio MRI on them, I can see that they've got a lot of exposure to large cap holdings. And we know that that's fine, except for when it's not fine. And if you've got 60, 70% of your money in large cap holdings, and it does what it did in 2008, 2000, and 1973, you know that that's going to have a devastating impact. So I think it's important to for women to be smart about their investing, to understand what they're invested in, and make good decisions.
I love that. You rounded us out with the actionable advice. So how can we find you? So feel free to share website, your book, social media handles.
I am everywhere at FeliciaGopal. So you can find me on LinkedIn there. You can find me on Twitter there. You can find me on Instagram there. You can, the only place that I have a different URL is on Facebook for my business, Financial Control Mastery, that actually has its own page. But I think if you go to Felicia Gopal, it will send you over to Financial Control Mastery. So again, everywhere, Felicia Gopal.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to share before I turn it over to Hope?
No, I think that's it. It's been great to be with you. I hope that people got something out of me talking about it. I want the women who are out there who might be listening to realize that this is the time to get prepared before you're going through it and stop any potential denial. Nobody wants to assume that something bad's going to happen to them, but if they look at their friends, families, sisters, aunties, mothers, daughters, whatever, we've all been through something like that. So let's get prepared.
Well, thank you so much. And just like my dad said, just because you plan doesn't mean it's going to happen. And just because you don't doesn't mean it won't. So back to you, Hope.
You did hug. Yes, that was great. Felicia, cheers to you. Margarita is Margarita, right? It's just so much fun to have women supporting women and making us all smarter. 90% of women are going to be in control of their money. So let's get control of it now. And yes. I also mentioned before we began that whydivorce.us is my book, 5 Reasons to Leave. And so you are absolutely on my interview list coming up for the next month. So thank you both, ladies. And thank you all for listening to us. Tune in next week when Rita will be interviewing Kevin Mahoney, a financial advisor for millennials. Rita, tell us just a little bit about Kevin.
So Kevin is based here in the DMV, that's DC, Maryland, Virginia. He's actually based in DC, and he focuses a lot, not just on millennials, but millennial parents. He's a dad of two. And so he'll be talking about how he realized as he was expanding his family, how there wasn't really good advice for young parents. So he's going to be talking about that next week.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, ladies, thank you so much. Such good advice. 15 minutes of financial tips. Margaritas with Margarita every Friday night, 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs coming to you from Santa Fe. Felicia is in Arizona. So we're bi-coastal tonight. And we thank you all for listening. Have a fabulous weekend. Thank you, Rita. Thank you, Felicia.